Old business, our first item of old business is subdivision 2021-06, Coral Lakes, formerly known as Coral Crossing.
All right. Before I read this motion, I just want to let everybody know that there've been a lot of people saying that we are asleep at the wheel, but I want you to know that we worked very hard on this and listened to everybody as much as we could. So, that being said, Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2021-06 for Coral Lakes with conditions and limitations based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a clustered subdivision of 315 lots within the AR1 zoning district in the coastal area. This includes 11 bonus density lots that may be approved under section 115-25B3. Two, there was evidence in the record that while there are no jurisdictional wetlands, the property does contain ground that is regularly wet. This is supported by the soil information in the record provided by DENREC. Also, a cluster subdivision must be designed so that lands worthy of preservation should be identified first, including woodlands, so the potential development area preserves these areas. The zoning code does not prohibit development of wooded areas, but it also does not mandate the approval of bonus density lots that will cause the removal of additional forest. It is illogical to approve bonus density lots that remove forested areas here and receive money to preserve open space somewhere else. Elimination of these 11 bonus density lots would preserve more woodlands within this subdivision. Three, the proposed subdivision without any bonus density lots will have no more than 304 lots on 152.34 acres. Four, with the elimination of the bonus density lots and subject to the conditions imposed by this preliminary approval, the project complies with the zoning code. The clustered subdivision will satisfy the permitted density within the AR1 zone. Five, the proposed development will comply with all DLDOT roadway entrance requirements. It will be part of the Henlopen Transportation Improvement District. Six, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision code. Seven, section 99-9C of the subdivision code requires the commission to consider 17 different items related to the site plan. While the applicant has addressed the requirements of section 99-9C of the code, there are conditions of this approval that are based upon those 17 items. Eight, the subdivision proposes to contain approximately 75 acres of open space, and more than 30% of this will be contiguous open space. Nine, the project will be served by central water and sewer. 10, the location is in the coastal area according to the current Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. The proposed subdivision is permissible in this area according to the plan. 11, this subdivision is based on a design that is superior to a standard subdivision. 304 three-quarter acre lots designed as a standard subdivision with all the roadways and stormwater management facilities would result in the preservation of little or no open space, woodlands, or other areas. The clustered design preserves a substantial amount of open space and buffering that would not be achieved within a standard subdivision. 12, this subdivision design with the conditions and limitations of this approval complies with the design process outlined in section 115-25 of the zoning code. 13, this preliminary approval is subject to the following. A, there shall be no more than 304 lots within the subdivision. The 11 bonus density lots are denied. B, the area where lots 182 through 186 and the Waverly Lane cul-de-sac are located on the preliminary site plan shall remain undisturbed. This area is adjacent to the jurisdictional wetlands, and this will preserve the existing forest in that location. Lots 1 through 5 and lot 57 shall be eliminated to provide a greater separation between the subdivision lots and Robinsonville Road. No lots shall contain any federal or state wetlands. All federal or state wetlands lines shall be clearly shown on the final site plan. C, the final site plan shall confirm that at least 30% of the site's open space is on one contiguous tract of land. D, the developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. E, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. F, there shall be a vegetated or forested buffer that is at least 30 feet wide installed along the perimeter of this subdivision. This buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation that exists in the buffer area. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of the buffer area, the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development, and the final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. G, there shall be a buffer that is at least 25 feet wide from all non-tidal wetlands. There shall be minimum disturbance of trees and other vegetation within these buffer areas. Where trees currently exist in these buffer areas, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. Required silt fencing shall be installed upland of these buffer areas using the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development to avoid disturbance. The limits of disturbance shall be indicated on the final site plan. The development shall also comply with the payment of all required fees associated with the Henlopen Transportation Improvement District. H, the development shall comply with all DLDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. I, sidewalks and walkways shall be installed as shown on the preliminary site plan with a connection to the DLDOT multimodal path. A system of fully shielded and downward screen street lighting shall also be provided. No lights shall be installed along Waverly Drive, Summer Breeze Drive, Coral Lakes Drive, and Pine Grove Lane nearest Aintree Drive in the adjacent development to mitigate glare into that development. J, amenities including a pool and clubhouse shall be constructed and open to use by residents of this development on or before the issuance of the 200th residential building permit. The final site plan shall contain details as to the size and location of these amenities. K, the subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. L, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. M, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. N, construction, site work, and deliveries shall only occur on the site between the hours of 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 a.m. through 2 p.m. on Saturdays. No Sunday hours are permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during the construction. O, the applicant shall coordinate with the local school district regarding the location of a school bus stop within the subdivision. If required by the school district, the location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. P, the final site plan recorded restrictive covenants shall state that agricultural activities exist nearby and they shall include the agricultural use protection notice. Both of these documents shall include a similar notice that 1, the site is adjacent to an airfield and the activities and noise that may occur there, and 2, that hunting activities may also occur on nearby properties. Q, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan depicting all landscaping to be provided or preserved in all the buffer areas. The landscape plan shall also clearly show all forested areas that will be preserved. The landscape plan shall also identify all limits of disturbance within the site. R, if any grave sites are found within the development, the applicant shall immediately notify the Delaware State Historic Preservation Office and follow the requirements of that office. S, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for the site. No building permit shall be issued for individual lots until an individual lot grading plan has been supplied to and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a grading certificate is submitted to the building code department, building code department demonstrating general conformity with the individual site grading plan. T, a revised preliminary site plan either depicting or noting these conditions must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. And U, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. And that's my motion, but I meant to ask Mr. Robertson if he would make a statement beforehand about how some of the things that go into putting this together. But I've made a motion, so I guess we need to get it.
There'll be time for that, though. Okay. We have a motion. Is there a second?
A second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion, Mr. Robertson, if you'd like to?
So I know there's been a lot of, and I think this is the question you asked anyway, there's been a lot of discussion, and Ms. Stevenson and I, and frankly, at different times, all the commissioners, we've had this conversation about the legal standards that apply to subdivisions. And it's one of those things that unless you do this all the time and are immersed in it and understand the law on it, you might not anticipate. Subdivisions are, by Delaware code and Delaware law, the Delaware Supreme Court, as a matter of fact, they're governed by the county's subdivision and zoning code. And so if, you know, it's a permitted use, if it's permitted and it meets all the requirements of the specific code, the zoning or the subdivision code, then, you know, it's permitted. We can condition it on certain aspects, but that also has to be based upon the record. A lot of people, and understandably so, feel like, you know, it shouldn't be approved in this location, or it shouldn't be approved because there's too much traffic, or it shouldn't be approved because there's other subdivisions in the area, or They just don't want it. The land should be left vacant. And I think everybody up here can understand that perspective on things. But that's not what the law says. And I've said this along the way over the years I've been doing this. You know, the time to get involved with land use is not necessarily the time of a hearing or a specific application on, a subdivision or, even a change of zone for that matter. The time to really get involved is at the time when we deal with our comp plan or, when county council, who has the right to adopt ordinances, when they make the laws that the commission has to follow. When the commission gets to the point where it's acting on a subdivision, it's simply following the laws. I realize that puts these five commissioners sometime in a bind because they're stuck within the guardrails of what the law says, and then the people out in the audience may not appreciate that and understand it. That's why I wanted to take some time to explain that tonight. Now, getting too far in the weeds, subdivisions sort of fall into that category. When you hear the commission take on matters like changes of zone, conditional uses, or RPCs, there's a lot more discretion in that because that's a change from the underlying zoning. If it's a subdivision that's being applied for in an AR1 zoning district, you look at the rules in AR1, and if the subdivision complies with it, subject to conditions, then we move forward. But if you're changing AR1 to, say, MR or GR, some different zoning classification or whatever, then the commission does have a lot more discretion. That's not to say that it's a rubber stamp on these subdivisions. I don't want to give that incorrect impression either, because it's incumbent on the applicant and, frankly, the opposition to make a good record that if there's an appeal in court, would hold up on appeal. They can't make a decision based on opinions. It has to be based on the record and applying that record to the law. So it really does kind of really set guardrails on a subdivision. And I wanted to take the time, and thanks for asking me to do that, to make that explanation, because I can understand where folks sitting out of the audience wouldn't fully appreciate that. So I would summarize by saying there's been a lot of interest in this one and other ones. Just get involved. Stay involved with the comp plan process. Stay involved with what happens at county council. And we'll sort of take it from there. I think that was a long answer to your short question.
And my PSA for the night is SussexCountyLandTrust.com. Everybody look that up. When you go home, they make a donation. They buy land to preserve it.
Okay, anyone on the commission have any further thoughts they want to share?
No, thank you.
Okay, there being none, we'll call for the question. It's been moved and seconded to recommend or to approve subdivision 2021-06 Coral Lakes, formerly known as Coral Crossing. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no.
No.
Okay, the motion fails 4-1. All right then. Our next order of business is subdivision 2021-19, Eastgate.
All of that.
Mr. Chairman.
Thanks for asking.
I've been speaking with Mr. Robertson, legal counsel, about this and have am still considering a lot of the information that was provided in the package and during the hearing, and I'd like to ask for to defer this until further consideration.
I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2021-19 Eastgate. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thanks. Our next item is conditional use number 2288, Broome Solar Partners.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2288 for Broome Solar Partners, LLC, for a solar field in an AR1 district based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed facility is a public utility use under the Sussex County Zoning Code, and it meets the purposes of a conditional use in that it is of public use, public or semi-public character that is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents. Two, the proposed facility promotes Goal 7.3 of Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which encourages the use of renewable energy options such as solar farms. Three, with the conditions imposed in this recommendation, the proposed use will not have any adverse impact on the neighboring or adjacent properties. Four, the proposed solar generation facility will not result in any noticeable increase in traffic on adjacent and neighboring roadways. There are no regular employees at the site, only periodic visits for inspections, maintenance, or repair of the solar panels. 5, no significant noise, dust, or odor will be generated by the facility. 6, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, no storage facilities shall be constructed on the site. B, lighting on the facility shall only consist of perimeter lighting needed for security purposes. All lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. C, one unlighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size shall be permitted. D, the site shall be secured by fencing with a gate with a Knox box or similar device to accommodate emergency access by the local fire company or other emergency responders. The fence shall be shown on the final site plan. E, any transformers or similar equipment shall be centrally located on the site away from any nearby residential uses. F, all of the grounds, including the area outside of the fence, shall be maintained so that they do not become overgrown. And G, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2288, Broome Solar Partners, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2284, Eastern Shore Natural Gas Company.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2284 for Eastern Shore Natural Gas Company for an expansion of conditional use number 889 approved as ordinance number 536 for public utilities or public service based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this is the expansion of an existing natural gas facility within property that is owned by the applicant. The original conditional use was approved by Sussex County Council on September 27, 1988 as ordinance number 536, and the property has been used as a natural gas facility ever since. Two, there are other conditional uses in the vicinity. These include conditional use number 1955, which allowed the state of Delaware and DelDOT to operate a maintenance yard. This limited expansion of an existing conditional use in this location is appropriate. Three, this limited expansion shall permit a point of connection into the applicant's existing gas line infrastructure. It will allow renewable natural gas, compressed natural gas, or liquefied gas to be introduced into the existing pipeline system. For the proposed use, we'll have minimum above ground facilities. These new facilities will be smaller in comparison to the existing facilities on the site. Five, no wetlands, water bodies, or other sensitive resources are located on the site, and it will not require any water or sewer connections. Six, the limited expansion will not have a detrimental impact upon the physical, economic, or social environment of the area. Seven, this conditional use to allow the limited expansion of the existing natural gas facility on this site promotes the convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of residents and businesses of Sussex County by providing improvement to natural gas infrastructure within an existing natural gas facility. Eight, fire protection will be provided by the Bridgeville Volunteer Fire Department, which is located approximately 1/2 mile from this site. Nine, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the area of this use shall be fenced with a locked access gate. A Knox box or similar means of access shall be established on the site for use by emergency responders. B, the site shall be marked with significance identifying the owner of the facility and emergency contact information. C, the use shall comply with all federal and state requirements governing the use. D, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
A second.
To move and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2284 Eastern Shore Natural Gas Company for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Next item is conditional use number 2285 Ashley DeMichelle.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that this is a very complex issue that we don't really have worked out completely yet.
Okay.
So I'm asking that we continue this.
You certainly can.
A second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2285, Ashley DeMichelle. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Yes, sir.
And just to announce, Mr. Chairman, because the County Council public hearing for CU 2285 was scheduled for March 22nd, what staff will do to allow the Commission more time to consider that, we'll re-advertise the Council hearing and we'll push that back to an April or May date
okay.
to allow more time.
Great. Thank you. Appreciate that. Okay, our next item is conditional use number 2305, Barnhill Preserve of Delaware, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2305 for Barnhill Preserve of Delaware, LLC, for a conditional use to operate a zoological park in an AR1 zoning district based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the property is zoned AR1 agricultural residential, which anticipates the keeping of live animals in certain situations. This use is similar to those to the types of uses that are expected within AR1 zoning district. The Sussex County Zoning Code allows the keeping of various types of animals for personal use and larger farming operations on properties greater than 5 acres. Two, the property is in the coastal area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. The plan does not prohibit this type of small business use in this area. Three, the applicant has stated that the use as a zoological park is intended to be educational and it will be visited by school-aged children from all over Sussex County. Four, the use, with the conditions and limitations placed upon it, will not have an adverse impact upon neighboring properties, roadways, or the community in general. Five, the use is regulated by the United States Department of Agriculture with regular inspections and it's licensed by the state of Delaware. Six, the use will be connected to Sussex County Sewer. Seven, the use as a small zoological park will be a benefit to residents and visitors of Sussex County by providing a nearby location for residents, visitors, and school children to learn about animals kept in the park without having to otherwise travel to Wilmington, Salisbury, or other out-of-state locations for such an educational experience. Eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to a zoological park. B, there shall not be any parking located within the setbacks. All parking spaces shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. C, one lighted sign shall be permitted. It shall not exceed 32 square feet per side. D, the zoological park shall only be open to the public between the hours of 6:30 a.m. and 9 p.m. E, the applicant has stated that the zoological park must have 8-foot tall fencing. This will require a variance from Sussex County Board of Adjustment. F, all lighting shall be shielded and downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. G, the location of the tax ditch and tax ditch right-of-way shall be shown on the final site plan. No fencing or structures shall be located within the tax ditch right-of-way. H, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of Sussex County Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. I, the use shall comply with all DLDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. J, any expansion of the zoological park into the area designated on the preliminary site plan as area reserved for future expansion north of Beaver Dam Canal Ditch shall require another public hearing. K, all locations for the temporary storage of animal waste shall be fully enclosed and centrally located on site. These locations and the method of enclosure shall be clearly shown on the final site plan. L, any outdoor equipment and music of the use and music or the use of outdoor speakers shall end at 9 p.m. each night. All outdoor entertainment and music or outdoor speakers shall be oriented away from the residential properties adjacent to the site. M, the failure to abide by any of these conditions of approval may result in the revocation of the conditional use. And N, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2305, Barnhill Preserve of Delaware, LLC, for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.